For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Whatever they are supposed to be. name of Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. And now that we are about to receive from you, Lord, another dimension of your word, the other you speak to us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You can take your seats. Amos chapter 4, verse 12. Hallelujah. Amos 4, verse 12. Hallelujah. Please remind me before the service closes. There is something God wants me to say to somebody. Hallelujah. Indeed, I forget. Just remind me. It's about finances. Just remind me. Hallelujah. Amos 4, 12. The Bible says, therefore, thus will I go unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Hallelujah. This morning we started, we looked at prepare to meet our God, part one. And then this evening will be concluding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we'll look at the Great Commission. We'll look at the first arrive. We have all the things to evangelize. We'll look at the supernatural as the key to evangelism. And then we'll look at the power of sin in the life of a man. Hallelujah. And then we look at so many this morning. And then this evening we look at the gospel and finances. Hallelujah. This morning we look at the signs of the end time. We look at about 5 or 7 of them that were mentioned in Matthew 24, verse 5 to 15. That get the message. And then we look at the book of life. We said in the morning that there are 3 books that will be in heaven. At least we know of 3. According to Revelation 22, verse 13 to 15. So the book of life is once you give your life to Christ, your name is written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So every one of us here that is saved, your names are written in the book of life. The only thing that can take your name away from the book of life is when you deny Christ and when you leave him. Hallelujah. According to Revelation 3. Hallelujah. I said in the morning that I was told in Sunday school that some people's names are written in pencil, some in Bible, some with iron pen, but all of them are not true. Hallelujah. Once you give your life to Christ. And another book that was mentioned at the book of our deeds. Everything we do in this life publicly and privately will be revealed on the judgment day. Hallelujah. Everything we give. Hallelujah. And then the Bible will also be there. Then we look at in the morning the requirement for making heaven. We said there are 2 basic requirements. One is constant. Nobody argues about the first one. The only one that people argue about is the second one. The first one is the presence of Jesus Christ in your life and the Holy Spirit is the first condition to making heaven. The second condition is holiness. Hallelujah. Now many people argue about this part of holiness. And then the teacher in the morning, the preacher, our guest taught us in the morning that righteousness is positional, but holiness is what gives expression to the human life. So holiness, according to Hebrews 12:14, as they follow me with all men and holiness, without which no man will see the Lord. Then we looked at rapture in the morning. We say rapture means snatching away, being caught up with Christ. We say the word rapture is not an original word in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians 15, 51 to 52, and 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 to 17. It means you will be caught up. Hallelujah. I would say the rapture has not happened. And then when the rapture happens, it will be for only believers. Hallelujah. And it's not something to miss. It's not something to miss. And I believe all of us that are saved, none of us will miss the rapture in the name of Jesus Christ. None of us will miss the rapture. And then we look at judgment in the Bible. We say there are past, present, and future judgment. We look at one of the judgment. We say immediately after the rapture, we'll have the judgment seat of Christ, which is only for believers. And that judgment will not be, it will be for only Christians. And then after the judgment, no Christian will be condemned. The judgment will be about our works and about our rewards. We looked at a lot of scriptures. You can take the message and listen to them. Hallelujah. We look at also the nature of the rewards. We say there will be treasures as according to Matthew 6:20 and 1 Peter. Another one will be accolades. The Bible says people will be commended and be given titles, positions in heaven. That means even in heaven, all of us will not be equal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even in honor, even in heaven, you see somebody and say, "Where is that?" Praise God. For those of you that don't believe in honor, even in heaven, when we get to heaven, all of us will not be equal. You see somebody and say, "Where is that?" Because the guy is silent and he has 10 cities, 4 cities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I believe the month of May, hallelujah, one of the Sundays will look at honor. Hallelujah. And then I believe God will help us. So, there will be rewards in heaven and promises, special responsibility. Some will be rulers. So, and I said earlier on, I don't care whether I'm a servant in heaven. But let me not be in the heaven, I'll be first. And then that is the most important thing. Say there are crowns in heaven. Some will have, I remember from the school lesson that I said some will, you see, some have 7 crowns, some will have 3 crowns. But there are crowns in heaven. But there is one that all of us will have, which is the crown of life. Hallelujah. And that one is because you gave your life to Jesus Christ. But then some will be according to our works. So let's continue. Today we'll be looking at the Great Commission, the Great Tribulation, before we conclude. The Great Tribulation. Now, immediately after the rapture, what will happen is the Great Tribulation. Hallelujah. In Jara 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, there are over 8 words in the Bible that is used to describe the Great Tribulation. You don't need to write, just listen. One of the words is Jacob's trouble or distress, Jeremiah 30, verse 7. Another one is Daniel 7 to 8. Daniel 9, 24 to 27. Another one is time of trouble and distress. Daniel 12, 1. Another one is the great day. Revelation 6, 17. Another one is the hour of testing. Revelation 3, verse 10. Another one is the indignation. Isaiah 26, 26. Another one is the great tribulation. Matthew 24, 21. Let's have Matthew 24, 21 as text. And another one is the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. So immediately is from the Greek word which is hallelujah. And it means affliction. So the Great Tribulation will be what will happen, Matthew 24, 21. The Great Tribulation will happen immediately at his rapture. None of us will experience the Great Tribulation. Hallelujah. For then shall, in Matthew 24, he's talking about the sign of the end time. And then after a particular point, he said, then shall be the Great Tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. I remember watching post-rapture movies, and I saw terrible wickedness. Some people's tongue were removed and they were still alive, bleeding, coughing blood. I said, are you watching movies like that? Are you watching movies like that? Terrible scenes. Only, now these people were imagining before, I would say, all those ones, after that will be a joke. And you'll be looking for that. I want to die, you will not die, you'll be alive. But none of us will be there, because all of us will be raptured. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then, those that will be there, in case anybody that's not saved, they will be there. Now it's going to span for 7 years. If the rapture happens 2020, the Great Tribulation will span for 7 years, according to Revelation 11, 22, 23. Maybe just listen to me and then, because I have a lot of scriptures, and then if you open every scripture, you'll not be able to cover what you want to do today. Revelation 11, 22 is going to span for 7 years, 13 verse 5, 12 verse 6, and Daniel 7. So if rapture should happen 2020, the Great Tribulation will span for 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027. It span for 7 years. Any day the rapture happens, it will start and it's going to span for 7 years. It's going to be a period of untold pain and suffering for man like never before. In the history of man, no matter how many, is it coronavirus pandemic that happened in 1956, no matter what men have suffered, what will happen in the Great Revelation will be nothing compared to it. Hallelujah. The Bible speaking in Revelation 6 from verse, Revelation 6, chapter 6, down to chapter 19. Death will not be easy. But they will be looking for death, and death will be running away. As a matter of fact, death will not be there. It will be difficult to die. Cancer will not kill people again. Hallelujah. Gunshot will not kill you again. Hallelujah. Death will not be easy for them. Number four, the participant will be unbelievers. None of us will be there. But you need to know it so that it will develop a passion for you, for the unlost. Hallelujah. What they will go through will be inimaginable. So how is it going to happen? There is a message I want us to go to online and get. Is preached by Emmanuel Makandiwa. The title of the message is Bible Politics and End Time. It was one of these days, like this, the month of April. And that morning, he gave a deep exegesis on how the things are going to be possible. And then when you listen to that, it's a 3 hours, 4 hours message. It's worth your data. Hallelujah. If you cannot get it, come, I have it. I can give it to you. Hallelujah. The 3 hours, 4 hours, when you listen to that message, when you listen, you know that these things are possible. First of all, what will happen is it will begin with peace, and then there will be everybody after the rapture. People will be perturbed, a lot of confusion, and then people will calm down. It will start with peace. Everywhere will be okay. And when the Christians have gone now, they have been disturbing us. It will start with peace. Hallelujah. Everything will calm down, and then there is peace, no trouble. Nobody is preaching. Everybody can do what they want to do. Obama is not looking for Russia trouble. No trouble again. Hallelujah. You start with peace. And then suddenly it will shift dimension to unprecedented trouble. Joel chapter 2, verse 2, and then Matthew 24, verse 21. Now it will be a time when God will be angry. Now, You know, when you read the book of Revelation chapter 6 verse 17, 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 10, Revelation 14 verse 7, when you write, just get the message, hallelujah. And then Revelation 14 verse 10 and verse 19 verse 2 also. In the meantime, God will be angry with human beings. Hallelujah. Angry. God wants to. I said, I've been preaching to you. You have been making a call to tell me to be fasting and talking, you didn't hear. Now you see my anger. Hallelujah. Yeah, not you, those are the preaching that all of us will not be here. We'll be in heaven. Wearing white clothes. Is it white clothes? I don't know, but all of us will be in heaven. We'll be in heaven. Shaking in Jamaica and Jacobia. Don't be chilling. You'll be here. And you'll be facing God direct eye. Next. Hallelujah. You say, I don't exist. God will prove to them he exists. And then you know, normally the devil hates human beings. Don't you know that? The devil, so the devil will be angry. This is the Bible says my time is short. Pepper them. Hallelujah. It will suffer a lot. It will be a time of utter darkness and gloom and extreme cloudiness. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible says, you have been waiting, you have been saying, let the day of the Lord come. The Bible says, it will be a day of utter gloominess. Nobody will be encouraging you. Those motivational speakers that are speaking now, they will not be there to motivate. You know, many of them are not believers. There are many motivational speakers that are not believers. It's like a Christian, but not a Christian, someone that believes. Many of them are not believers. Hallelujah. Sir?
Celestial Calvin Brown.
How did you say,
sir? I said Lester Calvin Brown.
Okay, yes, that's a Christian. Okay, that's a good one as a Christian. There are some that are not Christian. You don't need to study the Bible. Believe and you can. You can, you can, you can, you can, you can. That time they will have enough problems to motivate somebody. Hallelujah. You know, you need to be okay to motivate somebody. Okay. They will have enough portion of their own wahala that they are looking time for motivation. Take keys to make it in life, don't. Utter gloominess. You say, I have problems. When you see the countenance, look at the countenance in somebody, this is not somebody for advice for. He has his own gloominess. Hallelujah. Nobody will be smiling. Utter darkness. It will be a day of destruction. Global catastrophe. There will be earthquake in Africa. Another one in Australia. What again? Bushfires. What is the earthquake that we used to have? What is the natural catastrophe that we used to have? Tornadoes. Hallelujah. Plenty of tornadoes. Another one. Avalanche. I don't even know about that one. Avalanche. Another one. Mention the all of them be happening spontaneously.
Tsunami.
Tsunami, yes. Hallelujah. God living in the plenty of manner of unnatural disasters in abundance. Hallelujah. They will be happening. That's not the CNN. Australia fire. That tsunami. That.
Oh boy.
That's when they know they'll have news. Newscaster will have enough to cast.
Hurricane.
There's Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Thomas, Hurricane Judas, all of them, they will have them. Hallelujah. Terrible things. Nigeria. There was an earthquake in Nigeria some days ago in Kaduna State. Hallelujah. Heart trauma. They have not seen anything yet. Praise God. Praise God. There will be extreme lawlessness, sin, and in those 7 years before, there will be extreme people. Say, we want to fornicate. That time is free fornication. You can fornicate. Wake up in the morning, fornicate. Afternoon, fornicate. Evening, fornicate. There's nobody will be causing that is wrong. Hallelujah. You want to be a bestial, you want to sleep with an animal. Not that people that are bestial, they sleep with an animal. What animal do you want? It should be red, chicken, and goat. All of them should be available. It will be so. It will be extreme. No, no, they are hiding it. Only if you were that time, it will be extreme. Now, you can do it. People do videos like that and post. But that is still at the minimum, but that time it will be at a pronounced level. Somebody can just walk out naked. Extreme lawlessness. But if you know they're wearing pants and bra, they are complaining. That time you will see something.
Oh,
hallelujah. Extreme lawlessness. Demons will be everywhere. Not that nowadays you can feel some people are doing something, you can feel small demons, but demons will be everywhere. High demonic activity. You don't be there. Don't be there. Anybody not here?
Yeah.
Extreme demonic activity. Now they are hiding to preach, but now they will come out on the open. I was watching one video yesterday after the evening service. The guy was taping out in Enugu State, you know, Anambra, and they said, "Why are you not wearing your mask? Come and see that." I said, "I am a native doctor. I don't care coronavirus. They bring coronavirus, not life, oh. So I will kill the person. See my beat. Don't joke with me." An evil guy was speaking in evil, and then they were translating. And those guys are really serious.
He was going on a mission. The doctor said, I don't get coronavirus. That time, that's when you see these native doctors on the outside. Now they are painting their face and they're in the shrine. Now you see them in the open. Extreme knowledge is high demonic activity. As you are sleeping, a demon will tap you. I want to talk to you. Oh my God. Don't be there. Anybody you know, let them know it. Let them not be there. A demon will tap you. You cannot cast him. To where? It is a season. Where are you doing when you are casting him? You know, why are you here? You don't go to heaven. Why are you here? Hallelujah. High demonic activity. Extreme deception. The Bible speaking in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 9 to 13. There will be high deception. People will be deceived. They will tell you today is Monday. And they will prove it to you and you believe. Oh my God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They will tell you this color is purple. No, this color is yellow. And they can prove it to you and you believe. There is no God. God is those people, it was they will explain rapture as a gamma ray or something that happened. And then you will be shocked that people believe. Because it was a gamma ray or something, they will have to find a way to explain it away. Hallelujah. And people still believe. Because they will be deceived. Hallelujah. There will be large number of deaths. In that time, there will be nuclear bombs. Hallelujah. Lord is new. They say a lot of people will die according to Revelation chapter 6, 9 verse 15, 18, 11 verse 13. There will be high level of death and animal. And when you look at what the Revelation describes, it can only happen by nuclear weapons. Remember Nagasaki and Hiroshima? Remember when USA tested that a nuclear weapon?
Yes.
Nagasaki, those people in Japan were looking for their trouble. And Luta, we are your mate. USA, they bombed Pearl Harbor in USA. Okay, the president did not talk. Just drop one nuclear weapon. Everybody was quiet. Till today, the time you see them, their eyes almost inside. You see them. The thing has genetically changed them. That thing can work Nigeria like this. You know, there's something. Should I go to chemistry? That is our field. There's something we call radioactive reaction. Hallelujah. 2 to 4. That is the way the thing happens. You drop it here, it becomes 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. Ba, 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 and at the speed of fire. And one, it's not, they say the temple doesn't exist. Gamma ray, you don't see them. So that you don't see electricity. But don't talk that way now, you're a man of God. And you know electricity exists, is that correct? That is the way the thing will happen. Nuclear weapon and what? Now they say they want to wipe population with coronavirus. And they cannot, because all of us are at home. Now they will do it in nuclear weapon. What do I mean? People are too much. That is, these policies have been on for years. They will do it. In the future, when we have internationalism, one religion, Revelation 17, one politic, one president, hallelujah, it will happen. One economy, Revelation 18, and one military power. It will happen in those 7 years. Why they will believe one thing and say, you are our leader. One currency, no longer Naira, all the currency we have now will go. It will be a new currency. One politics, one military force, one uniform all around the world. One economy, hallelujah. Great apostasy, we will not be here, it's a good thing. We will not be here, just enjoy the preaching, just enjoy the information. Hallelujah. And then let it give you a passion to talk to somebody. Just have somebody that is not safe. Talk to the person with passion. But for you, just enjoy the information in the name of Jesus. Because none of you will be there. Hallelujah. Great apostasy and blasphemy against God. They will insult God and do all manner of things. And then also in that moment, in Revelation 7 verse 9, the Bible says some will still be saved in that 7 years. That is the good news. That is the good news. Many people that are preaching to them, they don't accept. After they rapture, some people in church that are not saved, after they rapture, this thing is real though. So when they say, let the sheep, people are thinking, you come and write 77 on your head. Not by 77. There are plenty ways. That's why I say, get that message. Hallelujah. When you get the message, if you cannot, if you don't have the come to me, I will give it to you. Hallelujah. We have to come and say, I want it. So I will not give you something you don't watch. Hallelujah. So when you want it, he explains how the thing is possible to happen. Or they will do it, and then when you get it, and then that is it. But some will not believe, and then some will still die. And the Bible says, those who will come out in Revelation 6 verse 9, because of the great tribulation. Hallelujah. So some people will still be saved. So anybody that escaped, that is when they will be able to preach very well. Because some of the things we are preaching, they know it. That's correct. I met one guy here at this junction. His name is Aaron. He said he was a Christian before. This was what was happening. He was attending Mountain on Fire. I'm sorry, I remember the church. It's not about the church. Hallelujah. See, it was an ending, but something happened. Now he didn't even believe in Jesus Christ. I want to say something. Yes, say he's reading the book of this or this and this. How do you say something? You quote the Bible for me. How do you say something? You quote the Bible for me. I said, oh, but this is a serious case. You know this thing I'm saying, Hallelujah. As we are preaching now, somebody came here and sat down here. I was sitting down here. I was saying that fornication is not bad. You can fornicate. You can do anything. They know these things. It's not that they don't know. Hallelujah. So by that time, there will be the new apostles. There will be the tribulation prophets. There will be the tribulation evangelists. And their passion will be higher than our own. Hallelujah. So they will be there. Hallelujah. That will be what happened. And then there will be, at the end, there will be global war. And then I'll explain that. So now that will be immediately after the rapture, we are talking about that will be the great tribulation. And then it will not be a time you want to be. Hallelujah. And I know you will not be there in the name of Jesus Christ. And the other one is the second coming of Christ. Acts 1 from verse 9 to 11, and then John 14 verse 1 to 3. Now the second coming of Christ is unlike the rapture. The rapture is, I explained in the morning that the rapture is not sudden for believers. Hallelujah. Is that true? I said to all, the Bible gave us the sign, and there is a way we can know. So take the message and listen to it. But for unbelievers, it will be a surprise. But the second coming will not be like the rapture. The Bible says Jesus will come down before everyone, and everyone will see him. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, and then 19, 11 to 6. It will not be secretive. Jesus Christ will be coming with us, the church, for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. We'll come back to this earth. But it will not be this local job. Hallelujah. And the one we have now. So we'll come back. It will not be secretive like a rapture. Jesus Christ will return as a lion and not as a lamb. As a king and not as a child. Hallelujah. It will be a time when he will come to establish his righteousness. There is something we call the Armageddon. And then this will be very, very interesting. Because now the Armageddon is something that will happen. And then it is something that theologians have not settled whether it will happen before the end of the tribulation or after the 1,000 years. Hallelujah. But no matter when it will happen, like I said earlier, I'm not an authority in this field. So I only present what I've studied. Hallelujah. But no matter when it will happen, it will be none of your business. Praise God. Now Armageddon will be a fight between the north. All everything will happen around Israel. Hallelujah. The beast will come and conquer Israel, establish his headquarters in Israel, and then the Bible says the king of the north, some people say it's Russia, some say it's China, or any of those countries, they will come to fight against the beast in the north, and then they will conquer Israel. But everything will happen in Israel. Those small villages, they are over 100, what is their number? 144 million, something like that. They are a very small number, a very small place. Everything about the end time will rotate around those guys. Hallelujah. Rotate around them. They are very, very important people. Very, very important. Everything, the Armageddon, the fog and the battle, and Lucifer, all of them will come to fight against Israel. Every battle will happen on the land of the soil of Israel. That is Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We'll be watching them from heaven. For those that believe it will be at the end of the rapture or at the end of the tribulation, they believe that the ruler will say, everybody, I want to go and establish my kingdom in Israel. And then those on the north will be angry. And then they will come as they are fighting. Then all of us will be coming with Jesus Christ from heaven. And then the battle will be over. Some people believe it will be after the 1,000 years of Jesus Christ. After the 1,000 years, the devil will be released for a short period. And then he will go to talk and battle and then deceive people. And then they will come and then there will be judgment of fire upon them. Any one of them, that is information for you. Hallelujah. But it's good you have printed in case you are asked. After that, we have what we call the white throne judgment. The white throne judgment. How many of us have heard about the white throne judgment? Now, the white throne judgment, no Christian will be there. Okay, that? All of us will not be there. I share all the one that will be there in the morning. We will be, the one will be on is what we call the judgment seat of Christ. And our judgment is a judgment of rewards. Hallelujah. That is the one that you will be featured. But the white throne judgment, me and you will not be there. It will be after the millennial reign, after the great tribulation. Hallelujah. For unbelievers, we are going to show them from the Bible how they deserve hell. And then they will be judged. The Bible says, death, the sea, and the grave will give up their death. Hallelujah. Give up their death. Now, the dead people that are dead, they see and they follow people, they have the bodies of people that are dead in them. They will give them up. And then God will judge them properly. And under the judgment, He will cast them to where? To where? Are we together? And where will they be cast to? The lake of fire. If the temperature of hell has converted somebody to become an evangelist, what will be the temperature of the lake of fire? Melting with sulfur. I remember when I was taught sulfur in engineering, the characteristics of sulfur. The Bible says the fire is like brimstone and sulfur. Hallelujah. You are boiling and then you are not being consumed. My God. You are boiling. Fire is burning you. Your skin, it will be falling. And then there will be life warm. Please get my message on hell and listen to me. Hallelujah. It's on our Telegram page. There will be worms in your body. If you see worms like this, they will not be there. No fine skin. No sleeping. The Bible says, and you'll be departing. You'll be falling down. Fire. Fire. The devil does not have the time to be punishing somebody because he has his own share. So people believe that the hell is like a body. It has compartments. It has different temperatures. That's what the pastor wrote in a book. I saw the divine revelation of hell. There's a mark of hell according to the Bible, and there's a room. Hell is like a human being. It has compartment. There are those for higher temperatures. Like if the wicked, reduce the level of the wickedness. Hallelujah. Don't be like Hitler. 2 million Jews. His temperature will be different from somebody. All of them will be in hell anyway. But I can tell you confidently that the least temperature in hell, the least of it, is not something that you want to aspire to experience. Understand me now? The least of it, not because of the lake of fire. Those that will have an experience, people are preaching that they are not hearing. God, it is not God. How will you say that it's God? I am a PhD holder, I am a professor in quantum mechanics. And then they will have Google and explain everything away. They will explain in hell. Hallelujah. For those of us that do all manner of things, God doesn't exist. Prostitution, you talk with them. Baba Lao, I can do everything. I can suspend anything. They will suspend in hell. Hallelujah. It will be a point. They will practice. You need to read these books at all. Please read Mary Baxter. There's another powerful one by Chunam Thomas. I saw hell or something like that. These are the few ones that I know that are very, very authentic. Hallelujah. Their revelations are very, very strong. I think you, when you read about these things, you don't want to go to hell. When I read them, I didn't want to read the one of heaven. I want the one of hell to make me behave very well. Hallelujah. You know, if you can preach to Lucifer after reading those books, you want to preach to him. I'm telling you. When you read what will happen in hell, you will look for Lucifer and say, oh, gross, change. But it's too late for him. Hallelujah, it's too late. It's too late. Many wicked leaders, they'll be there. Hallelujah. They'll be there. Some people deceiving people. Many fake pastors will be there. Fake brothers will be there. Fake bishops will be there. When you go to Ghana, hallelujah, that's when you know that is the headquarters of fake pastors. Those guys. Nigeria, if you have a pastor, go to Ghana. You know we don't have a pastor in Nigeria. And God's place is official. They have official TV channel. You know you have strong TV. I am almost a generation from China. Hallelujah. When you see this is a live native doctor. A live native doctor. Calling himself a pastor. 13 women with white veggies on the table. I'm telling you microphone. And people are saying, how can you say this is a church? One was playing native shrine music. I was dancing, and the person, I was like, this is charm, man. This is can't you see? That Ghana, oh boy. We have fake pastors in Nigeria, but our own is tutorial. Advanced level idea, hallelujah. Those people, they will meet in hell. There's one in Nigeria, see, it's looking fire. So people think God is joking. They are talking and they think they are joking. I'm telling you. They don't respect pastors. Anything, let them, they be shouting. They say, come and do your thing and go. That's not what they say. Now they're in prison. They say, come and do your thing and go. Let the men event happen. If you go for a week, now their pastor come and do his thing and go. But they're not important. If you go to America, if you know, what was being respected now? All right. I saw a video, one Nigerian artist, one local guy. I don't want to mention names when he's on the negative. Hallelujah. He went to a country, and then the one president came to me saying that I could not believe my eye. So what? This guy is only thinking about sex, pornography, drugs, alcohol, and the whole nation is receiving him. If a pastor goes that kind of nation, they will send a school teacher to receive him at the airport. It's very, very important. Because it's, let him come and do his thing and talk and go. But they will respect us one day. One day, one day. Hallelujah. One day, one day. And I believe all of us are wise. And you know, if you know somebody close to you, talk to them. Hallelujah. Talk to them. I know of one guy say, ask your friend. Say the guy has become me. Ask your fiancé, sorry. Say the guy says he's a good there now, that he said he is fake. Say, what happened now? It's not easy, you know. It's not easy. It's not easy. When I think about these things like that, anytime I go to bed and I want to sleep, I start thinking about things like this. I say, God, so now, in the next 100 days, I will not be alive. Who will be alive in the next 100 days? Who will be alive? If you be alive, you're on your own. Me, I will not be alive. I'll be alive. The next 100 days, I'm not here. The next 100 days, I will not be alive. So, God, I'll be in heaven. Oh, of course, I cannot be. I'll be in heaven. So, all this we are doing will come to pass. All this we are celebrating. I think about this every day of my life. As I go to sleep, these are my last thoughts before sleeping. I say, God, we need to do this thing with passion because many of these guys are dying. And when I see the way they take these things, I think it's not real. Pastors are the least respected people on this earth. They are not important. NDC is not important. Anybody can, the governor of my state, insulted and said that Jesus Christ slept with Mary Magdalene. And nobody, on Twitter. Yes, I even saw the tweet yesterday. Jesus Christ is slept with Mary Magdalene. On public. Nobody can challenge them. But say something about their prophet. Somebody did a cartoon in Norway. No way. And then there was fire in Kaduna State. People died like in their numbers. But if it's a pastor there say something, there will video in and out, the whole world will insult him. And poor people or young people that know nothing will be insulting that they are there for him. Insulting him. How will you say you should marry a lady that cannot cook? Who are you? Who are you decide to talk like this? And you can insult people like that. These are people that God will not even insult them, even God. There are people that the way God respect them, human beings don't. Hallelujah. But I believe you will not be one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. So the order of the event, the first thing that will happen is rapture. Then will be the judgment seat of Christ. Then the 7 year of tribulation. Then according to my order, the Armageddon. Then the second coming of Christ. Then Christ and the church reigning for 1,000 years. I would like to be there. Hallelujah. All of us will be there. 1,000 years. The highest you will live is 150 years. But imagine being alive for 1,000 years. My God.
Oh my.
The oldest man that lived, how many years did he live? Now that what? I mean, he didn't live up to 1,000 years. But we'll come to this earth and live for 1,000 years with Jesus Christ. Apple, all the wine we miss now. And all the food we miss now, we'll have them in that 1,000 years. Do you think we'll be eating?
Yes.
I pray we'll be eating. Praise God. Praise God. You don't leave praise and worship to be doing for 1,000 years. How can you be praise and worship?
No.
Because angels ate human beings, right? Human food.
Yeah.
I remember one of the man called Sid Roth. I never know Sid Roth. You know Sid Roth? I was one of the interview, one of the friends that went to heaven in his interview, said that I cast in heaven. I said, let that be true. Let that be true. Hallelujah. And they rode, no accident. Hallelujah. I will imagine the kind of car that I'll be riding. In that 1,000 years, what will be happening? Hallelujah. That one, just imagine what we will be doing. It will not be hallelujah,
no.
Hallelujah, and 1,000 years. No, that's not going to be happening. Even though they will not be marrying, hallelujah, and giving out their way in marriage, but we'll be talking, we'll be gisting, many, a lot of things will be happening. Heaven is not boring, no. Praise God. It will not be boring. It will be very, very exciting. Hallelujah. The best of designer's clothes.
Yeah.
The best of designer's clothes. You have to say the clothes that Jesus Christ wore. What's happening? I personally pray that way, but there will not be.
Hallelujah.
You have to say, there will not be marriage. Hallelujah. Some people believe they will have 7 virgins there. They have their own.
Oh, yeah.
They will choose one and marry 7 virgins.
on earth, you don't marry a person, you go and meet them.
They bump themselves with what when you go and meet seven virgins. Alright. What they can, hallelujah. But we say, we shall be like the angels in heaven. They will neither be married or not married. Personally, I wish they would leave, but they will not be. Hallelujah. Everybody be brother and sister. Brother and sister. You don't even need it, sir. Don't worry, there will not be hormones. God and the will not be there. You don't even want anything like that. You will be obsessed about God and passionate about God. Hallelujah. And then after the second coming, 1,000 years, and then the last judgment, the white throne judgment, and then will be eternity forever, and then forever and ever and ever. So we must preach the gospel to people that are not saved. Tell them about these things. If they refuse to hear, the Bible says, dust your feet, but make sure you do your part. Hallelujah. Make sure you, now the messages of the conference will only help us if you listen to them again and again. Praise God. Praise God. Listen to them again. Now, after this whole conference, and then all you do is to write the note and one drop it. Hallelujah. It will not be good. It will not be good. All the messages that we listen and all of us testify that have been a blessing for us, let's put them to work. Talk to somebody. Today we learn about many ways of evangelism again, and then a lot of things. Let's do them. Hallelujah. How many of us are to do? I believe a lot of us are making decisions. Let's take this decision, and then God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I said earlier on, tomorrow.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointing messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.